You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Vanessa Krosky and Kimmy Rindle in this morning. Kia ora, guys. How are you?
Good, yeah.
I'm good. Sleepy.
Sleepy, yeah.
I mean, it's a very sort of sleepy Sunday morning out there today. Mm. Eh? Good thing we had that Nuggies track to wake us up. So, do you guys want to introduce yourselves a little bit? Who are you and what do you do?
Yes.
Vanessa, why don't you start?
I'll begin. Hello, Yellow Mike. I am Vanessa, that is my first name. I'm an artist, writer and producer, currently working as a producer in residence at Basement Theatre, but I also have my own independent art and writing practices. They often revolve around corporate structures and language and how language can be violent.
I quite like the t-shirt that you're wearing. It says, "I'm strong and I know Adobe," and it's got a picture of a piece of refill on it.
Oh my god.
Yes, it comes with a cap and it's got the little Microsoft paperclip, you know, that annoying...
The one that always pops up.
Yeah, the
or
really
used to always pop
frustrating
up when...
one.
Yeah.
And it just says signing out on it.
Nice.
Yeah, if anyone would like to give me a job, I am strong and I do know Adobe.
There you go. And Kimmy, how about you?
Hi, I'm Kimmy Rindle. I'm a hashtag emerging artist living in Auckland. I'm really interested in corporate structures and ideas of wellness and pseudoscience, and that's kind of where we're at, which is, I think, Vanessa and I's kind of shared interest and kind of building this project together.
So that certainly sounds like those themes have come through very strongly in Wellbeing Analysis Techniques Limited, TM, trademark, which is happening at Window Gallery on-site and online next week. So what can you tell us about that?
So Wellbeing Analysis Techniques Limited is our guy's brand name. So the online work is titled Daily Exposure, but run by Wellbeing Analysis Techniques Limited. And the online work is called Strange Islands Online, also run by Wellbeing Analysis Techniques Limited. So Wellbeing Analysis Techniques Limited, TM, is bringing both of these shows
to your doorstep.
Yeah, right.
To the people of Tamaki Makaurau and the internet.
And beyond.
And so how did you guys come up with this idea of what made you want to make, you know, Wellbeing Analysis Techniques Limited, TM? What made you want to make this kind of brand and then make art, or, you know, not necessarily art, but wellness art or something under that brand? What was the impetus to do that?
I think there was a shared interest in making work outside of our own identities, and building this kind of, seeing art and design as not being completely separate, so building this brand, and that is a really kind of, it's an easy and accessible way to get into talking about corporate stuff because you're kind of mimicking the way they act in order to critique them. We both love Wellbeing. Kimmy Rindle is the best tarot reader in this city, I reckon.
Big call.
But contentious, but big
please
call.
No one contact me.
I think we're both just really interested in how health has affected us and how kind of omnipotent and omnipresent it is in growing up. And you just learn all these strange health facts that you just have no, you don't really know where you've got them, but you have this huge, library of knowledge about, fish oil is good for me and I have to eat carrots to get better eyesight and I can't, eat the crust on my bread because otherwise I get curly hair. And if I leave the window open at night, then, something's going to get me and all this, weird knowledge that no one really knows where it came from and proliferated once the internet hit, and suddenly it's did you know soy milk is bad for you? Did you know this?
Yeah, and it's also used so much through marketing. I don't know, if you just think about organic food, I'm sorry people, organic food is not that much better for you.
It's just more expensive
shade,
and it makes you feel better.
It's it is really used in the marketing. Yeah, Vanessa yesterday was I found out that soy milk causes severe acne, and I was just if you drink soy milk and you don't have severe acne, why stop?
So it's kind of exploring those weird kind of intersections of sort of fake knowledge or fake science or pseudoscience and how that comes across in our I guess our media that we consume as well.
I think we're quite interested in how mindfulness has been commodified and has become a corporate structure and has become another way to like police your body and police your mind. And in the same way as critiquing alternative therapy, like, I'm also just really into it and a really big fan of it. So there's
Vanessa is the queen of astrology memes, I think, is also
Kimmy,
a thing to note.
Kimmy knows much more about astrology than I do.
Yeah, don't contact either of us.
Don't contact either of us about it.
I feel like it's quite an interesting thing as well. There's sort of like in like millennial internet culture, or Gen Z is now, we're all like shocked anybody beyond 90, younger than 95 is Gen Z. Like that's news to me. I didn't realise that. Yeah. But Gen Z and millennial culture is co-opting a lot of that as well online, a lot of that sort of
Gen Z go hard in terms of
astrology memes and things like that. So what do you think, like, this is a big question I guess, but what do you think that says about us, like why are we so drawn to these pseudosciences or, you know, alternative forms of healthcare and that kind of thing? Why are we drawn to that? Is like generationally, I guess there's kind of an internet thing about it.
I don't know, but I think personally, like, if you're just, especially with astrology, it's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, and here's something that will give me some kind of answer. Mm. Here's something that can give me some kind of structure, and, I mean, it's fun.
You can take it with a grain of salt, and it is fun. Definitely.
I think there is a disaffiliation with institutions of knowledge as well, and I also think that alternative methods of knowledge like get discredited all the time because we've grown up thinking there's like one truth and like one way of learning things. So it actually like annoys me when people like kind of piss on alternative methods because like they have their own 1,000-year-old histories and ways of operating and you know have been proven to also be like sometimes scientifically like, I don't know, scientifically good.
Well, that's the thing is, it's like, can I totally believe in science? Like, science tells us that, like, your beliefs are wrong and you can't believe anything. That doesn't work. I'm sorry, that doesn't work with my brain. I need something else.
It's a way of gaining back control and also...
Looking at other ways of exploring yourself as well, because not everything works for everybody as well. Yeah. It's quite an interesting phenomenon too, to see it kind of springing up and so present on the internet as well.
If you think about belief as well, like belief is so powerful. Like you can, I feel like really, if you like really believe in something, you can like, the things happen in your body, like things happen in your life and change. I'm about that.
Yeah, and truth and fact are so fragmented. I guess we're kind of just speaking to that and... both the way it gets imposed on us in terms of like corporate well-being and also just genuine interest in well-being and I think light therapy totally works. I believe it. People get sad in the winter.
So is this light therapy, is this when you use those like UV lights to sort of cheer you up?
We were watching Wild Child
a classic teenage movie,
and she brought them out and she was holding them up to her face in order to not be depressed in England because she was American.
She was from Los Angeles and she moved to
England, had more daylight hours, moves to England,
so
it's raining.
I guess this is where we talk about what the actual shot of daily exposure is, which is like a light therapy support. So a window gallery is, you know, it's a window.
Yeah.
But
it's a great window.
If you haven't been, it's a window that's in the General Library of Auckland University. When you walk straight into the foyer, if you turn to your left, I did just have to look at the lefts and rights on my hand there. If you turn to your left, there is a big glass window space there, and that is window gallery, and there's always cool stuff happening in there. So you've got that space and the online space as well.
What we're really excited about with the on-site space at window gallery is that now... I think, I don't know when the last time they've done this, but you can go into the space.
So, oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, we're hosting light therapy support with our light therapy support person, Maya Cole, who is going to be there from Monday to Wednesday.
12:30 till 3 p.m. If you are a student, you might have seen the job on Student Job Search. The job is now closed. I'm sorry, you were not successful. But we have... I'm kidding. We have... the amazing Maya Cole hosting this space and opening it up. And basically we want to run free light therapy for the students, staff, and general public of Auckland University Library?
Yeah, so we've got two very luxe happy lights. So they emit some, it's like a full spectrum light, but it's kind of has a filter so you don't get those harsh UV rays. So you sit in front of it from between like 15 to 30 minutes, and you kind of get your mock sunlight, your artificial sunlight.
Nice.
Intake.
It's popular in places such as like Scandinavia where they get no sunlight hours, and basically you need that amount of melatonin to regulate the dopamine in your brain. I'm crossing my fingers because I'm not quite sure if this is true or not.
Yeah. I like it.
I think it's true.
Yeah, and like what receiving like regular levels of melatonin does, which does not happen as much in winter and in colder kind of seasons, is basically it regulates your sleep cycle. It makes you much more alert, makes you more like, yeah, more awake, more ready, more charged, less like I'm a demon that has woken up at noon because I just don't want to get out of bed.
Fair play.
Light therapy will fix your life.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about light therapy and other forms of wellness in the wellness clinic that you guys are running. And we're going to jump into a song now, though. I think we're going to play this Laura Mvula track. Laura Mvula and Nile Rodgers, this is Overcome.
When your heart is broken down, 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 and your head don't reach the sky, take your broken wings and fly.
This is Laura Mvula, and that is Overcome, and we are speaking to Vanessa and Kimmy, kia ora again, guys, about their project, which is called Wellbeing Analysis Techniques Limited TM, which is happening next week, from next week at Window Gallery, and it's in both the on-site and the online space. And we're talking a bit about pseudoscience, wellness, and mindfulness, and how it's being kind of co-opted into corporate like language and things and more things to sell people. And that's kind of a big thing that's driven this project that you're working on. We were just talking as well about the fact that you are conducting light therapy sessions. So that's getting your UV rays over winter artificially in window gallery space. And you've got Maya Cole is going to be the light therapy assistant. So it's kind of cool. You have hired somebody to be part of this project. How did that come about?
Well, I think we really, in terms of setting up the space and having it be welcoming and having people enter in and out, we needed someone to be there, like on site for that duration. But also not just kind of be there, but really enact the kind of performative role, which is kind of being a therapy assistant. Like I don't know if anyone like loves getting, you know, massages, which you really should because they're good for you. But
another wellness fact.
But just like having someone who's like their kind of role is like like being kind and like kind of maybe like teaching you about how things work and kind of like, you know, it's definitely a performative role. It also kind of reminds me of like performative works by like Fresh and Fruity, which I realized kind of like throughout my kind of interest in like making art has kind of developed this. There's a lot of kind of history there in terms of performative work and kind of enacting like corporate culture.
And you sent her an 8-page contract. It might have been seven.
Yeah.
It was a contract template though, is that right?
It was a contract template that was for a performer, which I adjusted to be, well, we see her as a performer. I adjusted to the light therapy support assistant, which I got kind of off my job, this performer template. It was really important to us that we contracted her and because we wanted someone to get paid for their time, but also as Wellbeing Analysis Techniques Limited, TM, as a legitimate corporation, we needed to employ our employees.
Properly.
I think as well, in terms of there's a lot of conversation going on in terms of like galleries and volunteering and getting paid for your work. I think you should always get paid for your work. Mm-hmm. Like I understand like the kind of institutions that we're working within don't have that much money. So obviously you're limited in what you can do. Mm-hmm. But in terms of this job, we're a very fair organization. Well, that we pay our staff. I love how like companies are just like, we're doing really well. We pay our staff. Like,
Wow, aren't we? We're just like really top of everything. Yeah. We actually do what we're meant to do. We pay people. Someone's texted in to say, check out the placebo effect. Has better success rate than conventional medicine and tests. So that definitely fits the vibe of
wellness. Placebo effect would have been a great title.
Placebo effect. No, we need to really be solidified in the fact that we believe it works, is the placebo effect.
That is true.
Believe it works, so therefore it will, and we hope that everyone else also believes in this placebo effect and gets their light therapy.
Part of our like wanting to put this clinic in Auckland University and not just have another not just have it be an exhibition, but have it be like an open general public
functional space.
Is also just like, I get depressed in winter. I'm sure many students do. And we wanted to talk about, I guess, tertiary and institutional ways of dealing with health as well, which is like, let's make an app for wellness.
Yeah, AUT's mental health app.
No shade, but not that helpful. Or like, we'll offer them more wellness days and we'll kind of do a breakfast and we'll talk about mindfulness and we'll do like 20-minute free meditations in the quad. And it's like, no, what you need is to
lower our fees. So our debt's
bring
not
back
so expensive.
Our libraries.
We need proper housing.
Like,
proper food.
Like, I was like, the reason I'm sad is maybe because of the weather, but it's also because like my rent's expensive. I'm working all the time. I'm busy and I'm tired.
Yeah.
And like all these systemic things that come through and they only ever like tertiary institutions and other institutions only tend to ever deal with the symptoms, not the root causes, because that's a lot more unraveling. So we'll kind of mimic what you're doing and we'll also like give the students something beneficial.
Yeah. I think it's awesome and it's fun and it's kind of funny as well, which is nice. Yeah. It's like a thing people can like enjoy and smile about, because it is hard in winter for students. There's heaps. And I do think you're totally right. Institutions need to take more ownership of the fact that a lot of the reasons why students have like really hard mental health, especially over the winter, but like a lot of the time, is because the institutions aren't supporting them properly from that, like the roots, as you were saying, not just like fixing, you know, sticking band-aids on things, but like really, really working out, okay, so it's hard for students. Why is that? And we probably are part of that, you know, as institutions, which I think is really cool. So let's get to details now. Window Gallery is at 5 Alfred Street, which is the general library at Auckland University campus. You just come into the foyer and turn to your left and it's right there. And the opening is this coming Wednesday. What's the times for that?
That is 6 p.m. for the opening. In terms of having the light, we'll have the light therapy open for the opening, but our official opening times start from the next Monday.
Yeah, that's Monday 23rd July from 12:30 to 3 p.m. Monday to Wednesday for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We also have the online work, which is branched under Wellbeing Analysis Techniques Limited. It's slightly different to the on-site work, but speaks to the same ideas of wellness we've just talked about.
Yeah.
Like very funny quotes and kind of like this health knowledge that we've kind of gained mixed with music that changes dependent on the weather.
And like a live weather tracker that tells you.
And a live
you
weather
the
tracker.
Condition in Auckland.
Lots of kind of weather research. and there's sound by James Risby, who has responded to kind of the prompts that we have given him. And he's created meditation tracks for all the different weather scenarios, as well as for the light therapy showroom.
Amazing. I love it. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming in. Thanks, Vanessa. Thank you, Kimmy. And you guys can go and check it out from this, the opening is this Wednesday, and then from Monday next week, 12 till 3:30 p.m.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.